Ayatollah Khomeini rejected the governing Revolutionary Council.
And the taking and the holding of hostages is unprecedented.
They cannot escape or evade the choice before. Meet your international obligations or face the consequence.
A red line should be drawn right here.
A few decades ago, nations were either with or against the West. In the late 1970s, Iran was on the cusp of a revolution, and the whole world was looking at the country with searching eyes to see if the nation's efforts for national sovereignty would pay off. Iran's resistance was in line with anti-Western policies. The question was if the economic sanctions on Iran could hamper the country's economic and industrial development. Or, on the contrary, whether those sanctions would galvanize the nation into unified action so as to lay the foundations of an independent economy. Against such a backdrop, I decided to make a trip to Iran to find an answer for the above questions. To gauge the effects of Western sanctions on Iran, its economy and its people, over the past three decades and since the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. Welcome to Isfahan. This beautiful city is in fact the embodiment of Iranian Islamic civilization. Tomorrow I'm going to visit Royan Institute, an institute for stem cell research. Tomorrow we'll get to know more about this groundbreaking field of science and technology. We're going to meet some people there working on a cloning project, so stay with us. The first person I met in Royan Institute was Dr. Mohammad Hossein Nasr Isfahani, the head of the biotechnology department. He was, in fact, in charge of technical programs about living animals in the institute. Dr. Nasr was a graduate of the University of Cambridge in fetal medicine. I asked him to tell us more about the institute's biotechnological activities so far.
Dr. Nasr Isfahani, we visited different parts of the institute. Would you tell us more about the institute and its achievements?
In this institute, we are pursuing two purposes. First, to train human resources, that is, to train young graduates who want to pursue their academic careers by teaching them research techniques and methods, as well as the way of thinking. They go to other universities and carry out their research there successfully. The next thing is that we are trying to give depth to our researchers. That is to turn them into technology. I think that man has this capability to achieve everything he thinks about or to solve every problem he faces. For instance, once we didn't know what a genetic disease was, but today we can know the gender of a fetus and know whether a fetus has anemia or not. Today we can provide a woman with a chance to have a natural pregnancy, so we can somehow eradicate infertility in society.
What have you achieved so far, and to what level of knowledge have you advanced in Iran?
As you may know, we, for instance, did cloning for the first time in the Middle East. Even a developed country like India hadn't cloned an animal when we did. We produced the first transgenic animals in the Middle East, and that's while some developed countries in Europe still don't have the technology. I dare say that in treating infertility, Not only have we been moving shoulder to shoulder with the rest of the world, but also we have had new ideas and proposed new methods.
Dr. Nass said that the Institute's methods for treating male and female infertility have proven effective. The Institute has helped many young couples have their own child. Dr. Nass answered many of my questions that had remained unanswered for a long time.
The West has been trying to tell us that we are the third world. I want to say that with scientific events that have happened over the past years in our country and the abilities of our young people have shown, I never ever consider myself to belong to the third world. I dare say that we have much to say in different fields, including cloning and stem cells. Royan Institute has shown how able it is in this regard.
What do you think about those countries that import knowledge from abroad and don't try to get it themselves? And another question, how did you reach this level of knowledge production?
I don't think that there is a researcher in the world that wants to confine their knowledge to themselves, their cities, or their countries. Knowledge is what God bestows us with, and it should be shared with all humanity. Definitely, in helping our neighbors, the one that is closest to us is given priority. We hope that with the research we are doing, we will be able to help many of our neighboring countries. Our development must lead to the development of our neighbors. If our neighbors make progress, it means that we also have to make progress, which in the end leads to the progress of our entire society. Therefore, cooperating with our neighboring countries, enhancing their sanitary conditions, enhancing their scientific level, in my opinion, will lead to the increase in our own scientific level.
I asked the doctor about their relations with other centers in the region and with other Muslim countries. I also asked him if research centers in those countries can benefit from the Institute's experiences. The answers he gave were precise, prompting me to think deeper. He allowed us to visit the fetal laboratory in order to become more familiar with the Institute's activities in genetic engineering, fetal studies, and treating infertility. Cloning is one of the most important modern sciences and among the most advanced ones because it has the ability to create a living being. This modern science is also used in treating diseases like genetic defects and hereditary problems. Today we are going to meet Dr. Hoi Jian, who will tell us more about this field and its developments. Nice to meet you, Dr. Hoi Jian.
Hi there. Welcome. The department we are in is the embryology department in Royan Institute. The main thing we do here is cloning and trying to produce transgenic animals in order to have recombinant proteins. For this purpose, we receive some samples from an abattoir on a daily basis, as you can see the samples over there. During a process, we take the ova from the ovaries that we receive from the abattoir.
As for the genetic engineering activities at Royan Institute, Dr. Hoi Jian said they were focusing on designing genetic changes, so the cloned creatures carry genetic makeups different from those created naturally.
One of the main things being done at the Institute, and in this department in particular, is in fact cloning animals. The aim is to have animals that are transgenic, that is, animals with a certain gene in their genetic makeups that we look for.
After the cloned animals are born, they can produce our desired proteins in their milk. These proteins can be later used as medicine.
Dr. Hajian explained the significance of genetic engineering in serving the Iranian people. He asked me to meet one of their researchers in order to catch up with the latest genetic engineering studies.
Dr. Yahya Khazai, you are an expert in recombinant protein. Would you explain more about this?
The recombinant protein is extracted from a living being. This living being can be bacteria, a cell, or even a complete being. In order to produce these proteins, you must have the knowledge of producing the DNA that can produce a certain protein. It demands a set of equipment. So first of all, you must be able to manipulate the DNA. Then based on your need, that living being which produced the protein, whether a bacteria or a complete being, can be turned into a milk factory from which you can order your desired protein.
What is your main aim in this regard?
The knowledge of cloning, the cloning of mammalian creatures that produce milk, is a knowledge that per se would provide us with an infrastructure to have recombinant proteins in their bodies. Currently, there is a drug that can dissolve blood clots.
Dr. Khazai explained that by making some changes in cellular makeups, adding tissue plasminogen activators and modifying blood clotting degrees, among other things, we can produce a living being that can carry tissue plasminogen activators in its genes. This way, we can treat blood clotting. Thanks to this drug, at different levels, Dr. Khazai said they would be able to treat different strokes caused as a result of blood clotting. For instance, after having a stroke, the patient used to be kept in the ICU for a long time. But nowadays, after producing the tissue plasminogen activator, which plays a vital role in dissolving blood clots, the patient can be discharged from the hospital sooner. The medicine can help the patient make a recovery in a shorter period of time and therefore reduce hospital bills. In addition, the patient can go back to work after being released from hospital.
Have sanctions increased over the past few months? If so, have they had negative impacts on your activities?
Look, things have become a bit difficult, there is no doubt about it. For instance, we need some materials for the laboratory so as to carry out our experiments. Their prices have gone up and the time of delivery has become longer. But thank God, with perseverance, we can overcome any problem. Anyway, if our country wants to be independent and does not want to be dependent on foreigners, it itself should produce the cells, the microbes, the bacterium and the living beings. Therefore, nothing has brought our activities to a halt. As before, we are thinking about bigger projects and long-term goals. We are striving for them, and we are sure that if we persist, we will succeed as we succeeded in reaching our past goals.
Thank you very much for being with us. These are 8 cloned goats. They are, in a way, one goat and are absolutely identical to each other. I have a great feeling being here. I'm very happy indeed.
Then we went to see Dr. Khadija Karbalayi. She is an expert at Royan Institute. I asked her to explain in simple terms what stem cells are.
A stem cell is a cell that has the capability to turn into all kinds of cells. The fact that a cell is capable of becoming a heart cell, a nerve cell, or a muscle cell is what we mean by a stem cell.
I also want to know what has been done in this lab.
What we expect from stem cells has to do with what I just said about them. If a stem cell is capable of becoming a heart cell or a muscle cell, you can replace your own muscle cells with them if necessary. Suppose a person whose muscle cells have been damaged, how can we get their muscle cells recovered? One way is to use stem cells and turn them into muscle cells and replace the damaged cells with them.
Dr. Karabalai explained that one of the benefits of stem cell research is the true effects and side effects of a drug on the human body can be determined without directly using those drugs on humans. Then she briefed us on the progress Iran has made in this regard, giving us more information about the history of this field of science. What are you pursuing now, and what does the future have in store?
Mr. Thompson managed to derive the first human embryonic cell in 1998. That's about 15 years ago. So now it's about 15 years that the whole world is working on stem cells. It's interesting to know that in the year 2011, a project was developed to use neural stem progenitor cells in treating spinal cord injuries. Starting in 1998, they've reached a point where after 15 years, they can carry out such treatments. As for us, we began our research on stem cells in 2005, and this institute alone published about 30 articles in international journals with best marks. This shows that though we began in 2005, we're not much behind those who began in 1998. That's while our equipment and materials are not comparable with theirs. In this regard, they're much ahead of us. I think that Iranian scientists and students, including our peers, have worked well in this field. They've worked with their heart and soul, and now Iran has something to say about stem cells across the world.
Thank you, Dr. Karabalai. I wish you well in your work. Research in Iran demands great efforts. There are many differences between what I've heard from the media and what I see with my own eyes. Things have gained momentum in comparison to the early years after the Islamic Revolution. What I'm trying to get is the real image of Iran. As I traveled across the country, I ran into Saadat Company, a company that produces healthcare machines. I met the company's executive manager, Dr. Yaqub Zadeh. I asked him to tell us about the history of the company and its activities.
Our company was founded 14 years ago. We received European standards in 2001. All our products are being designed and manufactured according to European standards. The company's main product is the vital signs monitor, which is used in different parts of the hospital like the operating room, the recovery room, the CCU, the ICU, the emergency room, and recently in the ambulance. The machine shows the vital signs of the patient who is either in coma or in a condition that could not tell about their vital signs.
Mr. Yaroubzadeh talked about economic sanctions against Iran a lot. He said that as sanctions got more severe against the country, they decided to manufacture many components they used to import from Europe.
They are made in Iran by our own engineers. Of 7 modules, only 1 is imported from abroad, and the rest are designed and made in Iran. The machine's motherboard and main software are made and designed in our company.
How did you manage to overcome economic sanctions?
We try to solve technological problems in this regard. We even made a machine that its patent has been filed in America. We have also offered a new idea about the vital signs monitor, and it's gradually being operational in Iran. It's a new model of monitoring. This was a problem and we managed to solve it. Likewise, sanctions is a problem and it can be solved. And it can also solve production problems, provided that we believe that we can solve these problems. Instead of brushing aside the problems, we must accept that there are problems that must be solved. All problems are the same in one way or another, be it related to design, production, or sanction. As for sanctions, we decided to find a way out from them. And we succeeded in this regard. Under the most difficult circumstances caused by the sanctions, we exported more than 50% of our products to Europe. Perhaps 2 decades ago, it was hard to believe that we could manufacture an electronic machine inside a country and above that import it to Germany. Today, German experts come to Iran for training how to service the machine we have made. What we once couldn't imagine has happened now, and this is something that is happening regularly for many of our products. As for the products of other companies inside the country, the same thing is gradually happening.
What I found very interesting was the fact that although the machines made in the company were highly sophisticated, they were manufactured in a simple assembly line and with simple tools. But there must be something behind this simple place that can yield to these high-tech products.
We have shown that we can. We have shown that we can make the impossible possible. We have proved that we can import electronic technology to Canada and the US.
It's easy to see the national will in the country to get rid of sanctions and their consequences, and to enhance national sovereignty and national production. It might take a long time for all these efforts to pay off, but the final result, which would be the country's total independence, is worth the effort. Everyone will benefit from it, and national solidarity will certainly be realized.
Thank you.